With the afternoon news headlines for KGMU, I'm Maeve Conran. The state of Colorado filed a lawsuit today in federal district court in Denver over efforts to change federal regulations that protect streams and wetlands. According to a news release from the Office of the Attorney General and the State Health Department, the federal government is trying to redefine the term waters of the United States as it currently appears in the Clean Water Act. Currently, the definition includes ephemeral streams, streams that run because of melting snow or precipitation, as well as wetlands that aren't connected on the surface to larger bodies of water. The federal government is trying to change that definition, and it would exclude those water bodies, leaving them vulnerable to pollution under the Clean Water Act. The lawsuit that was filed today is asking the court to maintain the definition that has been in place since the 1980s. Public education in Colorado will see a significant reduction in funding if a new proposed budget is approved by lawmakers. Chalk Beat Colorado reports that on Thursday afternoon, the six members of the state's Joint Budget Committee cut more than 15% from the state's $4.5 billion K-12 public education budget. The committee has been trying for the past 2 weeks to craft a state budget with $3.3 billion less available due to the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Chalkbeat reports that the cuts to education include $147 million in grant programs and a $577 million reduction in base school funding. Yesterday's K-12 budget comes just days after the JBC cut spending for higher education by 58%. The Colorado House and Senate must still approve the budget. Lawmakers are scheduled to reconvene at the state capitol next week for a short session. The cuts will be offset somewhat by this week's announcement of nearly $1 billion in federal money being allocated to public schools in the state. Governor Jared Polis on Monday announced that of the $1.6 billion that the state is receiving in federal aid, a combined $510 million will go towards K-12 and $450 million for public higher education institutions. Speaking earlier today, Jeff Zayak, the executive director of Boulder County Public Health, said that the stay-at-home measures that had been in place in the county have had a positive impact in the county's capacity to deal with the coronavirus. But he reminded people that social distancing is crucial for the new safer at home phase to be effective.
So as things begin to open up a little bit more, we know more people are getting out. Maintaining that 6 foot of social distancing is our primary way to reduce the spread of this disease. That disease cannot spread unless we are maintaining close contact with each other. So if we are preventing the close contact, we are preventing the spread of the disease. If we are running into scenarios where it's difficult to maintain 6 feet of social distancing, please, please, please wear a mask. A mask is not a panacea, but a mask will help reduce the spread of the large droplets that can spread this disease.
Zayak said these measures are crucial for any further reopening in the county, but they rely on people taking responsibility for their actions.
We don't have enough staff in public health to assure that everybody is doing that. And our police departments don't have the staff, nor do we want to be enforcing and putting people in jail associated with not following these things. We want people to take responsibility.
Zayak cited the crowds that gathered at Boulder Creek earlier in the week as an example of what not to do. You can find all of our local news stories online at news.kgnu.org, as well as resources and information about the coronavirus pandemic. For KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran.